That's why I come to the library, things like that. And sometimes it's not just a quiet place. Sometimes it'll be something like, I don't know, the summer of my life. So for example, something like that, the summer of my life, how would you handle something like that? Well, again, you use your imagination and you imagine the summer of my life, the good summer of my life, the bad summer of my life, the expensive summer, and you put all of these adjectives on the topic.
I see.
But remember to connect it to yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you connect the topic to yourself, that makes it really easy to talk about. So, ready? Okay. The internet.
The internet. I like use internet. And I also surfing on the internet when I have time. I love YouTube. And I learned a lot of new words, new English words, and new Korean words, new any languages from YouTube. And I think internet is a necessary thing to everyone in this time.
Good. Okay, let me give you a couple of hints. The person who's marking you can be impressed by many things. And one of the things that they can become impressed with is just like I taught you in my class, not just your English, but the way you give your English. So keep in mind during the speaking test, you should think about a moment when you're going to say something. Three or four words.
Uh-huh.
Count three or four words like the internet is interesting. Mm-hmm. Count those three words, plan that you're going to look right into the person's eyes and say, the internet is very interesting. And you keep your eye contact just for those four words. You don't have to keep your eye contact all the time, but especially those words, the words you really want them to remember. Then you learn to use your hands. Your hands were under the table all the time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You use your hands just a little bit. You don't have to use them all the time like this, but just a little bit to make a point. Also, show your hands. I know you're cold, but you should show your hands.
Very cold now.
So we're going to try one more time.
Okay.
The simple life.
The simple life. I love simple life. Simple life is, I know simple life is too difficult for nowadays people, but simple life is also important to refresh your mind, to know about yourself, to think about yourself or think about your future.
Mm-hmm. Good. See? Did that help? Was it easier to think about it that way?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It just takes practice. And unfortunately, you know, when you're studying English in Japan, you don't get a lot of speaking practice.
Yes,